Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
All right, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Gunner Picks coming right back at you. I'm hosting, co-hosting with Tricky Ricky, your Maryland State Governor for Grudge Inc. is going down. My man, Tricky Ricky, what's happening?
Not too much. How y'all guys doing?
Man, I'm pretty good, Tricky. I'm just cooling out, waiting to get the show under wraps. Trying to make everything happen. I'm excited to see about the Grudge Book. We got Grudge Book up and going. We have the Grudge Inc. store popping off. You know what I mean? You're able to support Grudge Racing and get a tremendous discount. So that way all the manufacturers, promoters, big national promoters can know that we, too, spend a lot of money in doing what we do. And it's not just bracket races and index races getting out here making it happen every weekend and during the course of the week.
I did it for my listening audience about that, and just been waiting for the breaking news to fill them in completely on it. So, Grudge Inc. is making some major strides in this game. We put a lot of pressure on other people. Well, I'd like to start off by saying good evening, and I'm broadcasting live from Auto Express, 2912 Bladensburg Road, Northeast Washington D.C., home of Alley Boy Racing. I had getting some work done on my truck, so I'm not in the comfy of warm, comfortable environment right now. We out here in the cold. We got the door up. It's freezing. I'm half sick. I'm going to stay sick. And it's messed up, but I'm here with the Alley Boys. And they're doing something real nice. They got this little Mustang here they're going to come out next year with. They had it out a little bit this year, and they coming to take some names with it next year. Today, among some things, I sent out a topic, I like to run across today are what were some of the most memorable races this season here in Maryland or Virginia. Who made the most action in Maryland or Virginia, and who talked a lot of smack but never raced more than their mouth. So those are the topics for today. Looking to get some positive feedback. We got quite a few. I'm going to say quite a few. We got some guys from this area going down the road.
And
who's that? Okay. Hello, Gunnett? All right, well, Gunnett. Hello?
Tricky Ricky, I'm here. I heard you talking. We had some background noise. I had to mute a few mics, but go ahead. Carry on. You're talking some good stuff. Keep it moving.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We got a couple guys from the area going down to Baldy's Race in Florida. Hopefully I reached out enough to get them on to let everybody know who it is. I know they weren't planning a sneak attack and not say much, but hopefully those guys can get on here and chop it up with us for a little bit. With that being said, I think we can go ahead and get the show on the road for the day.
All right. So, well, yes, sir.
Do we have any callers in the queue so far?
Right now we have quite a few callers on the line, but it looks like everybody's just listening. But what I'm getting ready to do, or actually what I'm doing, if you can keep informing the audience about what's going on, what I will do is start getting Chicago on the line, Florida on the line, and Louisiana on the line. And that way we can get some communication going on, and we can get some dialogue going on back and forth from the northeast, the southeast, and the central north.
All right. Well, just to break the ice here a little bit, I'm gonna be real brief with this. I was contacted today by Capital Raceway. They have made some changes. I can't say improvements because I haven't looked myself yet, but they made some changes in the racetrack, made some concerns a priority to take care of. I was informed that the fans and viewers can go to the official Capital Raceway Facebook page and check out some of the pictures that they have uploaded of the changes that they are making around the track. They did inform me that it's not a lot, but there are some, but it's enough there where you can see what's going on with the place. They're getting prepared and ready for the upcoming year, and things should be on the up and up. Also, another heads up. Yeah, go ahead.
I hear you, but I don't hear nobody else.
Yeah,
can y'all hear me?
This track, can y'all hear me?
I was on mute.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
You hear me, Jim?
I can hear you. Hello?
They had unmuted everybody's mic, and I was muted. I couldn't say anything. I just sent Kevin text to tell him to tell Olivier that I got muted somehow. But everybody that's on the radio, just go ahead on. If you're muted, you're trying to talk and we don't hear y'all, just go ahead on, mash your one button again, and Lady A will get you back on.
Hello.
That you, Kevin.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. And that's what it sounds like. Nobody.
We hear you, Fred. We hear you.
What store was used then? Because I ain't used nothing but Ultra, Hi-Tech, and Menard.
Mick.
Yeah, man. Larry.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, I'm just hanging in there. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How your brother's doing?
Oh, he's wonderful. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's doing a little moving around and so far and so on, but other than that, he's cool in the gang.
Okay. Well, y'all making a trip down to Florida as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Trying to get on down there so we can go down there and see this amazing event, man, because this is the one here.
Yeah, well, it's been getting a lot of hype. There's some Virginia and Maryland guys that's been on the road, headed down. So people coming from all over to go down there to the British in Florida this weekend. Get their swerve.
Do you know if Big Country went down that way?
That I'm not sure. I was hoping that Marcus would get on. I don't have a number for Big Country. So there's no way for me to get in touch with him.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what's going on.
Is that who you're looking for? You're looking for Marcus?
Yeah, we wanted to get a chance to meet Marcus. We hadn't got a chance to meet him. That's the one you got the car called Blue Badger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to shoot Marcus a text and tell him to call in the show.
Yeah.
Tricky Ricky, the governor of Maryland, I just got off the phone with Baldy, trying to get Baldy on the line. He said he's sorry that he cannot come on to the Grudging show right now because he's at the track testing his badass Batav, ready to fuck up anybody that steps foot in the state of Florida.
Well, I'm sure somebody from here is going to give him some action.
You sure somebody from where is going to give who some action? Come on, Tricky. We talk about Baldy.
Give him some action. Hey, the horseman on the way down there.
The who?
The horseman.
Tell me about the horseman, Tricky.
Well, you know, they got a Camaro. I think, is this called Square Tube Chassis? I'm not sure. Camaro, big tire, big motor. You know, slammed me the baddest head, Virginia. I lost to him. Blew the tires off. Looking to do something with him again. So, but I'm sure he can get Baldy some go.
Is it a back half?
I'm not certain if it's a back half or if it's a square tube chassis. I was hoping we'd have nephew Pete on, which Pete may be on the road, and Pete can inform us about that. Do you see any 804 numbers in the queue?
804, that's Virginia. No, you know Virginia ain't coming on this show when we got Chicago on the line. Stop it, Trick. For real.
Come on, man. They ain't gonna stun on Virginia like that.
Oh, man, come on, man. Stop it. For real. You got Larry on the line. Everybody know Larry down with Leroy. That's Leroy's brother with that badass 69 Camaro. I heard that motherfucker is a growler.
Well, I'm trying to get Blue Magic on the call in the show for Larry.
If Marcus calling, it might be okay. But if Country calling, all he gonna do is curse motherfuckers out. You motherfucker, you bad, you motherfucker, you bitch. Get your motherfucking money, you motherfucker. I'm gonna end your ass, motherfucker. Son of a bitch, you mother. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's all fine and dandy, but that's all talk. That's just yes, man. So that really means nothing.
You gotta talk
to the man who got the car.
Okay, that's what we were trying to determine last week, Tracy. We were trying to determine, you know who was who. Marcus did say, you know, that Country was able to lock up, but he left some wiggle room in there. You know what I'm saying? He said he had to validate it first. You know what I mean?
And I was on there, and I said that was some BS.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. Okay. But
yes,
I tell you
exactly.
For any listeners in from the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area on Tricky Ricky's grudging show tonight, can you please press the 1 button so we can identify what kind of car you have and see if we can't find you some action going into the year 2013. Please understand that we do recognize that it's cold up north and that there's not too much racing going on. We got this cold front coming in, but rest assured, for all you grudging that say the South does not travel up north, you can get your Huckleberry in 2013. But will you Northern Grudge Racers travel further than Virginia? And don't say you go to the tracks in North Carolina because that's just right outside of Virginia. Be fair, and we'll be good to you. So if you have any car that you want to identify yourself with, please press the 1 button. I'll find you something to get at into year 2013.
Well, we're looking for action all over the world. We ain't looking for no action in every island. Awesome. We traveling everywhere.
You say all over the world?
All over.
Well, another local racer put up a post here today and said in 2013 he has a little hit list, and that would be Serial Killer. Serial Killer said he wanted to race Wicked Bird, Cubby, somebody with a Vega, which I'm assuming were the Hatton Boys with Black Plague, and then Chris Butler last. That made me say, man, must have done some research or made some changes. He going out to some of the big wigs in the area. He making his 2013 call out list. So, Serial Killer, if you're on the line, press the 1 button so we can hear from you, man, and see, what kind of mindset you got going into next year.
Did he have a back half car?
Cliff is a small tire back half. Cliff has ladder bars, but he had a 29 10.5 tire on the Mustang. What's that, a hatchback style Mustang?
Yeah.
Tricky Ricky, we have Lewis on the line.
Okay.
2001 from now, big time. Lewis, your mic is open. Holla.
Yeah, man.
What's up, Lou?
Hey, Tricky Ricky, what's going on?
Not too much, man. Just trying to see what's going to go on for next year since, this year is done and over with. And,
yeah.
You know, we see, like I said, you got a couple people making a little hit list. I'm gonna make a hit list, but not until after I get my stuff straight.
Oh, yeah, well, we're going to get that straight fighter. We're getting another season. We're going to get that right.
Yeah. They got off with it. They got off with one, but they know they can't tread too far.
Right.
So what you got going on, Luke?
Not much, man. Just got my car at the paint shop and got it ready. I'm ready to roll, man. I was going down to Florida, but yeah, it's just a little too close to Christmas for me to go all the way down there and run Baldy's race. So, but yeah, as soon as the weather gets ready, I'll be ready.
Okay. So you have another car now?
Yeah, I got that one that the Gene had from the Horseman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we end up
cool.
working to deal with the Nova I had.
Okay.
That Camaro.
Yes.
Excuse me for just a second, gentlemen. We have Dolomite on the line, and Dolomite also has a chassis car. So, Lewis, Tricky
yes,
Rick, sir. And Dolomite, introduce yourselves. Chop it up.
What's going on, Dolomite?
What's up, bro? Talk to me.
Gotcha. I'm good. Gunner, we know Dolomite very well. Actually, the car that Dolomite has, he got from a good friend of mine. Live not too far from where I work at.
So, you know Aaron, huh?
Yeah, Aaron and Lee Wilson. Yep.
All right. So you going
what
to race?
What you got going on? No, sir. I've been under the weather. I'm still under the weather. And I've missed a couple of days at work. Trying to get back is just not good for me. Are you taking a trip? Did he drop gun it?
Dolomite.
Hello?
Yeah. He must have dropped off.
It sounds like Dolomite and Gunny dropped off. Where you at, Gunny?
Oh, what they got going on today, man?
Them boards act up sometime like that.
Hey, well, let me ask you this, Larry. What has Bud done with the Regal?
What has he done?
Yeah. It's just
perfection. Sitting. Perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told me he was supposed to shoot me some pictures, but I didn't get them. But last time I talked to you guys, he said to call him, but he lost my number.
Yeah. I'll make sure that he get in contact with you because, you know, we talk on a consistent basis.
Right.
Yeah, I'll make sure that he get in contact with you.
Tricky Ricky,
yes.
We have Big Gene on the line.
Okay, that's one of the horsemen. He can inform you about the vehicle. Gene.
Okay.
What's going on, Rick?
Ain't too much. What's going on? Where you at? What you doing?
Same old thing. Working on another car.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Gunner Picks here was asking us, asking me, how is Kenny's car set up? I couldn't remember if it's a back half or it's a chassis car.
Nah, he's got an old school square two chassis car.
Okay. You heard that, Gunner?
Yeah, actually, I came in back on the tail end. There was a few other people trying to get on the line. But I heard he say this is one of the horsemen, and that's correct. He did tell me he has a few people headed down to Bradenton right now.
Right.
Hey, Gene, not for nothing. I just want to let you know. And, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But we tried to get Baldy on the show tonight. Baldy said that he could not come and talk on the Grudge Inc. show tonight because he's testing his car. Ready to fuck up any back half that sets foot in the state of Florida. Looking like they want something. I'm telling you, that's what he said. So, you know.
I think my boy's got a locked-in race when he gets down there, but he ain't got no back half car.
What kind of car you got? What kind of car you got down Florida?
Old-school chassis car, 2x3 square tube car. Got old Dana in the back of it. Got some old-school stuff in that car.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let me get some of these Florida boys on the line. And, you know, being that you got a car coming, you got some people going down. And let's see if we can't get Trevor's opinion on what's going on with that old school classic car. Hang on for just a second, Tricky Ricky. Hold on to the show for me while I get Trevor on the line.
Okay.
Let's,
Oh, that was a transfer car. Is that the horseman?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you say that was an old school chassis car?
Yeah, he's got an old school chassis car, 2x3. He's still got the old damn rear end in the car. And
okay.
Tells him a little bit of weight.
Uh-huh.
But the car runs good for his guy.
Okay. I was just curious. I was just curious to the point I was just trying to find out a little bit of something because I'm headed to Bradenton myself.
Are you? Yeah, I wanted to make it. Couldn't quite do it. We went down there last year, and the boys decided to take a car back this year. So they humping down the road now to try to get on down there. Take the time and ease on in.
Yes, sir. That's what's happening. Take your time and ease on in. They don't hurry. The truck ain't going nowhere.
That's three days.
3 days. Yeah. That's
You were in Bradenton last year.
That's about 18 hours for us, though.
I would like to introduce the governor of Florida on the line, Trevor from Team Big Low, ready to do something to y'all. Trevor, your mic is open. Holla.
Yo, what it do? What it do? What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Trevor?
Man, I heard somebody say something about 8 hours. So if they're talking about 8 hours, I know they got to be talking about Bradenton this time of year. So what your resumes is, man? Y'all let me know. I'm coming in on the back end of the conversation. So put me to the forefront. Let me know what's going on, fellas. What you got on your mind?
Go ahead, you got
some guys coming from Virginia, and you know they taking their time getting on down the road. But we can let Gene speak for the horsemen and tell you what they got going on.
All right, Gene, talk to me, Gene. Let me hear what you got
going
on.
Oh, man, those boys just heading down that way. We went down there last year, and they liked it, so they took the car back this year. I think he got one locked-in race right off the trailer. Who was that?
That's me. That's the seatbelt. Let me put the seatbelt on. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that, fellas. What kind of car, the four horsemen or whatever they name is, what they got?
They're bringing down a Camaro, square two car.
Oh, square tube back half?
Nah, it's just a square tube, old school chassis car.
Old school chassis car, okay. They in the way, but nevertheless.
I think they're going down to Florida to prove a point.
Yeah, to show to everybody they in the way. Moving right along.
At this point, as long as we got racers to show up, we're good to go.
As long as the who?
As long as we got racers from out of the area showing up, we're good to go. Win or lose.
Yeah. You got to lose for all right. I don't know about winning none. No goddamn square twos, man. We start.
Well, I tell you what, they ain't driving all that way to not bring home some of that Florida money.
Man, shit. If you think this shit is sweet over here, you got another thing coming, buddy.
Well, that's why they took out work and everything. They thought it's so sweet.
Man, the only thing sweet down here is the motherfucking oranges. The rest of that shit, yeah, so you up for you rude awakening, brother. Hey, I ain't holding. Let me stop talking like that. I don't want y'all boys to pump the brakes and get off on the next seconds and turn around. Yeah, we sweet down here. Come on down here, man. Y'all want to get on down this way, man. I don't want to stop nobody money. Y'all come on down here, man. It's too close to Christmas for me to be stopping like, yeah, we sweet as bell pushers, man. Y'all come on, man.
I think they're coming to get
you. You supposed to be talking like that from the get go, man.
Man, you know, you got to wind me up. You all got to do is poke me once or twice, you know what I mean? Once I realize you're poking me, then, hey, it's on. But, y'all boy, come on down, man. I guarantee to entertain y'all. We're going to have entertainment the whole weekend, y'all, to this motherfucker. So, hey, let me ask you a question. That square two car y'all got, is it automatic nitrous?
Yeah, it's an automatic nitrous car.
Automatic nitrous car. That ain't the dude Roger Rabbit, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I heard the dude Roger Rabbit. I heard the name Roger Rabbit, then when I tried to check his resume, he's been MIA like a motherfucker. But y'all consider that what, a pro mod, top sportsman, or what? What y'all consider that car y'all bringing?
We run some classes, 490 classes and stuff like that. It's probably you consider a top sportsman car.
A top sportsman car? Shit, y'all got action, goddammit. Y'all got action.
I think they got one locked in already. Now, whatever
y'all, got five inch, y'all got a 5-inch more than that motherfucker?
Hell no.
Y'all got a 4.48?
Hey, you know that's a violation right there.
No. We got
man, listen, bro. Listen. Ain't no violation. I just asked the question because I don't want to put nobody on him with a 5-3, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to level the playing field out for him. You know. That's why I ask. But if they tell me it don't matter, then I'm gonna shut the fuck up and I'll just send motherfuckers your way and y'all get to the problem.
Hey, there'll be a call down there called Big Sexy.
Who looking for Big Sexy?
Big Sexy be there.
Okay, and your point, and what's your point, bro? That's a back half, right? Big Sexy is a back half, right?
Uh-huh.
On his ass we go. He got action. Soon as he crossed the motherfucking state line. He got action.
Oh, he
on Sunday. Oh. He already know. He got action, goddammit. Big Sexy got action.
Oh,
I promise you Big Sexy got action.
He talking about Sean?
Talking about who?
Little Sean. That's Big Sexy, them Sean.
Man, I don't know the name. I just know Big Sexy. Man, that's all I know. Whoever Big Sexy is, they got action. You talking about that Burgundy Camaro or whatever it is? Yeah, they got action. Back half nitrous, anybody got nitrous, back half automatic, got action. If you got a Promar nitrous automatic, you got action. If you got a stock suspension, 29, no wheelie bars, nitrous, you got action. If you got a T-body, you got action. If you got a Nova, you got action. Basically what I'm telling you, all that shit y'all coming through up there with, got action. If you got forced induction, you got action.
Don't make them boys come from up north come down there and scar your ass now.
Man, wait, what? Man, scar who?
What about the tongue dude?
Say what?
Y'all probably even race two vehicles down there, don't you?
We might do what?
Even race your tongue vehicles. We pull two diesel trucks like this.
We do that too. We got no problem with that. I have a black 250 ready to go. No problem. Got big rims on and everything. Yeah, we do that too.
Oh, shit. I might have to move south then.
What?
I might have to move south on that. Y'all race all year round down there?
You goddamn right. That's why everybody down here, nah. So we the warmest motherfuckers right now. You know what time? It's goddamn 76 degrees right now. It's 8:30. It's 8:30 at night. It's 76 degrees. So if it's 76 degrees right now, imagine what it was in the daytime.
I hear you, driver. I hear you.
So you got damn right. We race all year round. We ain't like you motherfuckers from up that road. Y'all got to race 3-4 months out of the year. We race all year round.
Okay, so you ain't like that. Why they still in not here?
What? Put some bass in your voice when you talk to me. What you say?
Love you, Dave.
That was a lady in the background.
Oh, okay. Somebody in the background. Then. Okay. But
Hey, Trevor. Hey,
what's
Trevor,
up?
Calm
Thomas?
Down, man. Trevor, be nice, man.
Like man, that was nice. Man, listen. I'm sorry. I'm cutting my switch on from now. When I cut that bitch off, when I cut my switch off, it's going to be Monday morning. But from now until Sunday, man, boy, y'all, boy, who? Any motherfucker talking to me about racing got problems. Any motherfucker talking to me about racing got problems.
Well, what kind of car you got?
We got several cars, sir. What you looking for? You just tell me what you want. Hello, Mayday, are you there, Mayday?
Well, no, I mean, I just asked what kind of car you. I'm not on the way down there.
Have you ever heard of Big Low? I'm pretty sure you heard of Big Low. You heard of Big Low?
Yeah, I heard of.
That's my ace. That's my ace.
That's you?
That's my ace. That's Big Low. That's my ace. I got a little S10 truck. I got a little S10 truck, small block 28. Nice.
You Big Low cheerleader.
Yeah, I'm Big Low cheerleader, if that's what you want to call me, goddammit.
All right. Okay, I just want
to... Well, I'll tell you what. So far as now, he may be Big Low cheerleader, but I guarantee you he can lock your ass up. And, you know, Big...
Big
anybody that want to lock up, you do not have to speak to Big Low. You got your lockup man on the phone right now, Trevor from Team Big Low, also the governor of the Sunshine State.
Yeah. Well, what about... Hey, so anytime we got run Big Low, we got to come over to Florida?
Hell no. You make it worth our while. We coming your way. We'll meet in the middle. You know how to get to the zoo, right? You can meet us at the zoo any day. How long would it take you to get to Georgia, man? How long would it take you to get to Georgia?
No, we go to Darlington.
Y'all go to, we ain't never been to Darlington. How long would it take you to get to Macon, man?
Oh, Macon.
Fuck Carolina.
Deep,
what?
Macon, oh my God, that's still a 12-hour ride for us.
Shit, it's 9 hours, goddammit.
It's no problem. Grudge Inc. Was all over everywhere. If you really want to do something, I'm sure Grudge Inc. Grudge Races will oblige you. You may be a Grudge Inc. family member yourself, but there's no such thing as we can't fight amongst ourselves and sit down and break bread right after somebody gets the ass tore out of the frame. So,
man, we gonna do that. We gonna do that anyway, man. We talk shit and swallow spit, man. It's all good. Win, lose, or draw, it's all good with us. We gonna shake your hand before the race, shake your hand after the race, regardless who cut the light on. It don't matter with us, you know. We just good group of dudes that love doing what we do, man. We love
That's
putting
right.
on for the fans, man. We love putting on for the fans. So with that being said, man, hey, you know, everything is everything, man. If you want trouble, man, you call me, man. You call Crew Chief if you want trouble, and Crew Chief will get you some trouble. Okay, sir?
Hey, Crew Chief. I know that.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me, sir. I can't speak on y'all's race going on there this weekend.
Okay,
I'm just going to ask a question.
Okay, sir.
Talk to me, sir. Y'all going to Valdosta?
Yes, we're going to be in Valdosta, sir. Anytime you think about Oscar, man, think of Team Big Low. There's
yes,
no race going to go on and about Oscar.
We're
going to
think about you, Team Low.
Okay. Think about Team Low, man, okay?
But you said it doesn't matter whether it's Nitrous, Force Induction,
you just got to let me know what your resume is, sir, so I can accommodate you, bro. We got it all in our clique.
It's a G-body. Stop suspension.
You got to stop the spending G-body. Oh, who are you talking about, Bitson, Scott Bitson?
Yeah, that's him.
Where the problem at, sir?
You tell me where the problem at.
Ain't no problem, sir. There isn't a problem, sir.
Well, that's why I said we going to come look for y'all.
Okay, look, you ain't going to have to find. It ain't hard to find us, bro.
Shit, I hope I be ready by this.
Man, I hope you be ready by then, who? Two.
Yeah. Hey, you said us boys up north ain't got nothing, but goddamn it didn't take you long to say Scott Bitson's name, so.
Man, because I know anytime you say G-body, Force Induction, and you from up that way, the only person you could be talking about is Scott Bitson. That's the only motherfucker you could be talking about. That's the only fast bitch y'all got up there that stops suspending G-body. All the rest of them motherfuckers, all the rest of them turkeys in the way, man.
I tell you what, you figure out how many miles it is from there to kick down at E-Town. And I tell you what I do. For every mile that's on there, you bring your baby's G-body up there. For every mile, it's from Florida to Shakedown or Yellow Bullet. And I'll give you $1 for every mile that you come up in. That's what we race for.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This one, I got a better one for you, sir. Get all that bullshit you got together and get that shit about also, and on down on your ass. We go, we'll knock them bitches off one at a time. How about that?
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
Oh, okay, I know.
Well, that one is he going? So that you ain't got to worry about. We'll just, you know, converse that conversation when once we get there. I'm just asking, where y'all going? That's all.
We'll be there, sir, with bells on. We'll be there with bells on. We'll be the closest motherfucker to the return road. I mean, we'll
okay.
be the closest motherfucker to the safety lane.
We'll be ready to rock your bells then.
Man, if you look to your left and you don't see a G-body, just slowly turn to the right, and I guarantee you'll see that red bitch sitting right there. I promise you that.
Well, won't see it is about right, but it's all good.
It's all good. Talk that shit. Hey, talk cheap, buddy. You screaming war. I'm pretty sure you got peace on your mind.
What about the gangster boo?
Man, fuck the gangster boo. What about the gangster boo?
Now, you got your old stand, baby.
What?
He's from down your way, man.
What about the gangster boo? Wait, what's the problem, sir?
No,
gangster boo is the luckiest motherfucking G-body in the world.
No, what he was asking was, isn't he out of y'all camp? So
hell no,
he's
not out of our camp. Motherfuck the gangster boo. Down on his ass we go when they get that bitch back together.
He got the belt right now, don't he?
No, he had the belt right now. He don't hold a grudge in the belt right now.
Who's got it for the G-Body? Other number.
Say what?
Who's got it for the G-Body then?
For a Grudge Inc., there is no G-Body 29 Extreme G-Body belt holder right now.
Oh, okay. Well, who got bragging rights?
Anybody can brag about it, but bragging is one thing and doing it is another.
Well, who's doing both then?
Motherfucking me. I'm the motherfucking bragging, goddammit. I'm the bitch you want to see when you talk about doing stuff. What's the,
but you got a truck, not a G-Body.
Man, we got a G-Body too. Didn't you hear me say Big Low Dummy?
Oh, there you go. Well, like you said, talk is cheap. It sounds good.
Yeah, I know. I want to hold on.
But that, as I can recall, y'all took a couple L's to the Gangsta Boo, although I don't like the Gangsta Boo neither, but why would you consider him the luckiest G-Body?
Hey, Rick.
Trevor. Yeah.
Hey, Tricky, we got Mox on the line. Call her.
Hello.
Okay. What's up,
did somebody call my name?
Huh? Yeah, I did, but you on mute right now. Hold on for a second. Go ahead, Mox. Not mute like that. Just somebody else talking. Go ahead, Mox.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What we got going on, Rick? I hear him talking about that big love car and the pickup truck.
Yeah, man, we got the Florida boys on here talking big and bad, man, like they shook up the girl, like they,
well, I'll tell you what, we can make it easy on them. Hold tight 1 minute. Let me say this to you. My CEO president, Larry T, will be hitting Florida in about 6 hours. You take and walk over there to Larry T, and we'll find a way to put a little bit of gas money. We can see how bad that G-Body is. I'm pretty sure we can accommodate him once he come on up the road.
Man, who was this slow-talking motherfucker on the phone talking about accommodating somebody?
Huh?
Who
it's
was this
motherfucker you don't wish you ain't had nothing to do with. That's what it is.
Hey, there's only one motherfucker out here, and it ain't nobody never seen him. All the rest of you motherfuckers, y'all stand down.
Yeah, we ain't got to stand down. We giving you an offer to come stand up. Since you got so many motherfuckers you want to try, we want to try your motherfucking ass.
Hey, you said it right. You said it right.
Anybody can start cussing shit. Cussing's easy to do. God damn it, I can cuss from now till New Year's Day, but that's not what it's about.
You made a comment.
You said nobody up in DMV can deal with you, and we just made it clear to you. Let me say it again so you understand it, so your motherfucking ass understand it. We will pay you gas money to come whoop that ass up here. Make it clear to you.
Okay, now let me make it clear to you. Let me make it real clear to you. I said, you find me a motherfucking G-Body and sit like we do, and down on the ass we go, motherfucker.
All right.
Well, first, what shit like you? So let's get all that clear.
Stock suspension, 29, big lock, nice.
Now the shit's coming into play. Hold on now.
Scott Benson, we'll see him if he breaks his ass and goddamn fall off.
He going to be there.
Well, we can accommodate you in Maryland.
Don't worry about it. We ain't coming to Maryland.
We got enough gas money to get you here to whoop your ass and send you back broke.
Okay. What day you ain't going to do? What day you ain't going to do?
As a matter of fact, I got to get something straight anyway. Because these some boogers was on here last week talking about we had no cars in the DMV that can deal with them. And I wanted to clear that up because Larry called me and woke me up 4:30 in the morning. And we made it clear, when you send us any kind of hit to DMV, we're going to take y'all's black ass up on it. So those guys that called last week, we got gas money from the Detroit boys. They can see Larry in Florida or call or you, and we'll put gas money to whoop their ass on their way back to Detroit.
Hey, Trigger Riggin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Boone.
What's happening? How you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm doing fine, man. I'm sitting here listening to your show, man. I'm going to step in for a few minutes to set up a couple of things.
First of all, I want to address the guy with the G-body. Do it have to be a G-body? Because we got a 3,400-pound Firebird sitting on 29, stock suspension, big block nitrous. He was on my show last night, and he's looking for action. But now this action he's looking for, you know, my race is March the 9th in Louisiana. This is the first Rush Inc. and Boom on Wheels show in the state of Louisiana. This guy is seriously looking to lock in, like, ASAP. He was on that last night. He tried to get them nasty-ass boys with the stock suspension colors, big block colors they got. They don't want to lock in and all this other stuff. And, you know, there's a couple others Don Mackey trying to lock in with. I just want y'all guys to know these Louisiana guys out here are dead serious. A lot of them are radio shy, camera shy, and all that kind of stuff. But I get the aftermath of the phone calls, you know what I'm saying, about what they want to do, like for Fat Tuesday. Y'all will see a lot of the New Orleans cars out there. You're going to see a lot of old school guys out there, like Mailman, Big Nug, Little Nug, a lot of those guys, Reggie Rabbit, a lot of those guys out there with different cars, Pro Miles, Back Half, and whatever, man. I just want to give a personal invitation to anyone that's upstate, you know, that want to come down to Louisiana. We are going to have a lot of grudge sales, of grudge in at this race. That's going to be available to anyone that they can come to Louisiana and get them. Even the G-body bet. We have a G-body bet. So I'm just putting that out there. I heard the guy speaking about his stock suspension car. If he would like for me to hook him up with that guy, we could probably make that happen.
No.
Hey, go ahead. All right.
Now at the track, I'm gonna put my race on. They got everything. So they don't believe this car 3,400 pounds. You know, we got scales at the track. We also got a ballroom at this track. So it's gonna be a nice event. It's gonna be whatever. So for those,
it ain't gonna be shit. So I guess where this event at?
There's gonna be a no problem dragway.
Wait a minute. Who is this coon? Coward just talking now.
Well, first of all, I ain't a coward. He's Boom on Wheels. You're talking to me.
No, not you. The other person that burst in.
Oh, your daddy, boy.
Oh, man. Go sit in the corner somewhere. With you. Look at the corner. You in timeout, man.
Man, this motherfucker Tricky. Tricky Ricky ain't never did nothing. Y'all praising him over in Jersey. Man, fuck Tricky Ricky.
Look, you in the wrong area anyway. I'm not in New Jersey.
Who's that, Rick? I didn't say Jersey. I said New York or wherever you're from.
That's some dude named Kumu or something. I don't know what his name is.
Oh, shit.
He got some slow turbocharged Mustang.
Is he out of Detroit,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, one of them states up there.
Is that where he's at, Rick? He ain't the one last week was sending them wolf tickets down here, wasn't he?
Yeah. That's him.
Oh man, we got a text here, Rick. Send him some gas money so we can test him. You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Kimo, did you lock in with the cutlass from up there? That gold cutlass?
Nah. Oh yeah. Look, Tony locked in with him to run him with the bumblebee.
Oh, okay.
What's going on, Rick? How you doing tonight? I'm all right. I hear some of these boys are looking for me. Well, I'm here. Is this the Detroit one that was on the show last week, Rick?
Yeah, this one of them.
Oh yeah, we heard you were sending us some wolf tickets down to DMV, and I just wanted to buy a couple of them tickets and let you know that I was told by my CEO president, you boys feel like you want some action? I got gas money to get you here.
When is this race?
We got one coming on May 26th, that Memorial Day Sunday.
May 26th, okay.
Yep. We'll get Rick to call you because Larry called me, the owner. He wanted me to make it clear to you fellas that he wanted to do something different for the people, and we figured we'll accommodate you boys for coming down the road, you know?
Yeah, well, we're coming to them.
Maryland International Raceway, Buzz Creek.
Is that where Jimbo Knight's Petey Small Blockhead off at?
Nah. I think they ran where they run it, Rick. I'm not sure. But, yeah, we could get somebody to run him, too. He's an all motor car, ain't he?
Small block nitrous car.
We got a small block nitrous car here.
On 28, no box.
We got plenty of everything here. Like I said, I was told to accommodate you boys with a little bit of fuel money. And my man with the G-body that was talking to all them mothers, I said, I ain't feel like messing with him no more. I want to talk to you boys from Detroit, you know? Because last week he was in Rick's spot, and he talking about some Rick ain't popular. We love Ricky down here, you know, Ricky? So we got to teach them boys a lesson. So Rick and
Why don't y'all let Ricky travel?
Hey, I tell you what, will you pay his expenses up there? We're going to pay y'all here, pay his, and we'll send him up there.
Man, Ricky supposed to came up here this summer, and ain't nobody
heard.
Yeah, but like I said, we pay everybody's expenses to come. Y'all pay his and get him up there. He'll race. He ain't got no problem with racing.
Really? He just been missing this year, huh?
Yeah, we want to come to Detroit. We might make a trip up there later on. Like I said, we take care of the expenses to get there. Man, we roll both ways. It don't matter to us. We in D.C. We go see Obama and get a. What do they call them now? Everybody getting one, the bailout.
Well, I tell you,
Chemo really don't want that. Chemo really don't want that ass.
He gets on
these shows and get the pump in his chest about running out the back and all that.
Well, Ricky,
it don't matter what way you
right
do it.
Let me stop you. Let me stop you right now, Ricky. I'm gonna tell you where I'm gonna be. And this is gonna come up real fast. I'll be in Lehman, Mississippi on the 9th, February 9th. I'll be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the same weekend. And our city is a small block, single turbo on 29. Now, I'm already locked in the wrong one guy. But, Ricky, if you happen to get your fake ass to Lehman, Mississippi, or to Hattiesburg, Mississippi for Fat Tuesday, I'll beat your motherfucking head ass. Now,
damn,
Mississippi 26 hours from us with a trailer.
It's 18 hours from me.
But we'll pay you some gas to see. Hey, Rick, we can find him some gas money. If he that bad, we can adjust his trip so he don't have to go so far.
That's y'all talking about raising his what, mate?
It could be before then. That's why you only got a single one. Because you ain't got sense enough to.
You know what? You are a smart man. I pay somebody this too. I don't think you got sense enough to bring your ass down to Mississippi.
You can't even spell Mississippi. If you can spell Mississippi right now, goddamn it, I'll leave right now to go. Now spell it.
Don't worry about all that.
Now, if you can spell Mississippi right now, goddamn it, I'll leave right now.
You put some 29s on your car.
I got 29s on my car. And I can spell where I'm from. I can spell Maryland. You can't spell where you going, Mississippi. If you can spell Mississippi.
I don't give a fuck about spelling. Listen here, man. Is this about education or this about racing? Your fat ass, baby.
You got to have education to race. And I don't see you got neither one of them.
I don't. Get your ass down there, and I'll show you how to count this money after I whoop your ass.
Get that. How much you going to run for?
What you got? And I'll tell you what I'm going to run for. Come on.
I'll tell you what. Whatever you call, goddamn, I'll match it. Now, the ball's in your court. What you going to do?
What kind of car you got, you simple-minded motherfucker?
I got everything you got, but I don't need them fucking turbo. I got a carburetor on there. 29s on the back of it. 29, 3,200-pound car with one kid on it.
Oh, that's Mississippi. We can lock that in.
Did the man just tell you what going to Mississippi is 28 hours plus with a trailer?
I don't give a fuck what it is for y'all. Okay, well, you can get over to Milan. When it comes time for race season up north, that's what y'all call. And I guarantee you.
Well, we ain't calling you. You call us. Get off the phone.
I didn't call you.
Talk to you
I didn't
then.
Call you, motherfucker. Yeah, I know your ass on one talking to you.
Hey, Martha, we gonna get up to Maryland and serve this play pretty up, man, because he ain't nothing but some talk. I didn't make it up there last year, but him, Don, Ye, Tate, but Tate ain't even in the picture, so I ain't even worried about him. Only person up there that got some balls is Jimbo and the guy he run with.
Well, Rick, let me say this to you. Let me say this. Hey, do me a favor. Let grown people talk for a minute. Just hold that turbo quiet.
I got one question.
Go ahead, Winston. If you said that, they whistle like a Winston 50. Punk bitch. Let's get it.
Hey,
does anybody want to lock up with Don Ye? Does anybody want to lock up with Don Ye? With the Black Regal. I can get Don Ye on the phone now.
Hey, listen, what? Johnny P. Don Ye been trying to lock Tricky Wiki in for a whole year now.
What car is it, Rick? He the turbo one?
No,
Donnie
got a Regal
on 33.
Yeah,
big
block
nitrous.
Hold on. Let me get Donnie on the phone so the line can go quiet. Y'all just hold on. Donnie is on the way.
Yeah. Hey, we can accommodate him here in Maryland, Rick. We got a couple calls. We can put the Hatton boys. They can run with him.
Well, why don't y'all, how far is, listen, I tell y'all what, how far is it from y'all to Macon, Georgia?
Macon's about 12, 14 with a trailer. When is that
I don't know when they got, Gunny doesn't know when it's coming up, but we can meet y'all there. I mean, that a better, that you know, that halfway, that's too much water, man.
We trying to make it easy. We gonna give y'all some gas money and see if y'all can come down here. And Rick will be nice and warmed up when you get here.
Well, sure. You sound like you got a bunch of mush in your goddamn mouth.
Well, you
sound stupid in the mouth.
You got a car that you don't tune. Do you drive your car, or you just own it?
No, I don't drive it. I'm the owner.
Oh,
that's all you need
I
to know.
I thought he drove the car. All that talking he do, Rick, he tell me I got a mouth for months. You damn right I'm eating a damn Panera cookie. You got one? Hell no.
Man.
He don't drive
man,
the car, man.
Did you call the race or call to try to insult somebody? Because you ain't going to insult me, you simple-minded bitch.
Well, it's coming
well,
from the insults are coming from y'all. You know, typically I don't let all this go on my show with the heavy cursing. You know, I figure I let it go on a little bit because there ain't much going on, make the show exciting. But you know, that's really the insulting part.
Okay, well, Tricky, when you gonna get this man to Hattiesburg or something like that? I'm telling you, where I'm gonna be at.
Well,
we ain't going down there.
Whoa!
Don't you gotta? Now you said you got a small block on 29s, right?
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, I have Don Ye on the line, owner of Fade the Black.
Hold on, Gunny. Now, do you have that, right? We do have a nitrous car here, a 2010 Camaro. Would you like to lock that in?
Hey, look.
Lock his ass in.
What do you think? Lock him in, Rick?
Lock his ass
no,
in.
No.
Okay, now what you got? Now you know what we have. What you got? We're gonna stop all the cussing and fussing. I want to know what you got, and we can figure out.
Hey, Mark, are you talking about the blue car?
Say it again.
Are you talking about the blue car?
Yeah, we can arrange either one of them. We can arrange the Hatton Boys, or we can
they're not gonna run the Hatton Boys.
Hmm.
You talking about the guy that owns the blue?
What about his car? Or Tricky Ricky, the one that's talking. What kind of car he has? He sounds like he's trying to campaign something.
I'm
too simple minded to be campaigning anything.
Oh, he don't have a race car. Okay.
As you say, I'm too simple minded, so I don't want to talk to you.
Danye on the phone. What y'all want to do with Danye? Go ahead, Danye.
Who looking for me? Tricky Ricky?
Yeah,
man,
Tricky Ricky
been looking for.
But I get you next year.
Oh, my God.
This tool sounds kind of amazing. Huh? I can't do anything right now, Danye. My motor hurts. Yeah.
Danye, he can't.
Y'all talking at the same time. What'd you say?
Who's looking for me?
Nobody was looking for you. Your name, your name was brought up in the conversation, so Gunny called you.
Okay. Ain't nobody, somebody trying to engage?
Hold up, man. There's one too many people talking at the same time, man. Hold up. What'd you say, Monster?
I said, is that the Black Regal, the real pretty car?
Yeah, well, I know it's black. I don't know about real pretty.
Big tire car?
No,
small tire car. I mean, the Hatton Boys is a small tire car.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. The Hatton Boys, is it a garage car?
You know it. Hey, we're on here listening to.
Okay, it's a grudge car.
It ain't no grudge car. All grudge car.
It's a nitrous car.
Nike automatic car.
Okay, I mean, what is it? Small tire, got 29s on it?
I got 33.
What kind of car is it?
Two chassis Vegas. Big block, the 33.
Two chassis Vegas.
Nike car automatic. The 33
is just a little Vegas.
3315.
It got what?
3315.
You got 3315s on the car. Just a little
I said it's a small tire car, man.
Well, you got
so
I got 20.
Hey, Danye, you're not running the 33s no more?
Yeah. No.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, okay. We apologize,
no problem.
Danye. He told us you had the 33, so that's why we said, hey, let's try it. We willing to
get
the gas to come around.
Y'all got a tube chassis car with 1533s on.
It's a Vega.
So what y'all gonna do? Oh, it don't make no difference.
You give you some gas money.
Hold on, slow down. So that don't make a difference.
Now your man, if it don't make a difference with the turbo.
Listen to what I'm finna say. If it don't make a difference, I'm gonna lock in with y'all for Hattiesburg for $1,005 or better.
They ain't gonna come down there. That's too far.
We ain't coming to Hattiesburg. Too far for us.
Oh. Too far, goddamn. What y'all want to stand y'all back yard?
That's what I was thinking.
What's that? The new
one? You guys in Detroit sent the message to the DMV last week. We were scared and didn't want to run, so we call you up and offer you gas money to come run it. I mean,
why y'all only want to stay in y'all backyard, man?
I mean, let me say something here.
I'm traveling. Hey, I might not be traveling as far, but I'm traveling too.
Ain't no problem. Y'all get us some fuel money.
We'll
come up in Detroit.
I don't know how.
Well, come down to Hattiesburg. That's 12 hours for me.
How long is that for you? 26 for us.
Oh. Okay.
No, so it's 26. We don't mind giving you.
Yeah.
We don't mind giving you no gas money coming to D.C. We can have some fun. We'll feed
you.
Yeah,
down on your ass. Down on your ass, I'm going to go.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. When y'all trying to do this? Since it don't matter, when y'all trying to do this?
What we'll do is I'll get Rick to call you. We'll get on the three way or something. It's May 26th at Memorial Day.
May 26th.
And we got another race, August 4th, which is a Saturday night. We got an August 4th race that we love to get y'all down here. We gonna take care of y'all. Especially my man with the turbo, because once we crack him, I'm going to eat food with him and talk trash. You hear me? The simple mind.
Trigger,
hold on. This is what we're going to do. Y'all going to pay for us to get up there, and we going to come. And it don't matter what we get, as long as it's a nitrous car, right?
I think we can make an adjustment for you. And now don't get
okay, and we
now,
gonna,
don't think you're
going
to
no,
don't
hold
think
on.
You're
gonna
come
we're going to do something with the we coming to run the what was the name?
The hat boy.
Two chassis car with the 1533. What was the
put your 33s back on.
What you call them, the Nappy Brothers? What you call them?
The Hat Boys.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Wait, hold on, man. I just want to know who I just want to make. I just want to get it clear who we running.
Well, hold on, you, because you from Detroit. I got to get it clear from you. Which car?
No,
you
from Chicago.
He's from Chicago.
Which car are you bringing?
We bringing a nitrous car, big block.
Well, we bringing a nitrous big block car too then.
Huh?
What? We bringing one too then.
I mean, you just said y'all gonna run me with the Nappy Brothers or the two
well,
chassis
car
with the big
bring
guys.
Bring that Regal. Bring that Regal, and I run
wait
you my Malibu.
Uh-oh.
Well, what Malibu, man?
Tricky Ricky Malibu ain't even ready, man. If that's
yeah.
him talking.
We can
wait
for Malibu. We come out. We come out.
Hold up. Wait. Numb nuts, the race in May. All right, so if you want to get bad like that, you can bring that third with you, and I'll run you too. Matter of fact, I'll run you first.
You going to run who first?
Yep.
Out the back door?
Kimbo. Klebo, whatever his damn name is.
We going to run out the back door with Dorigo.
Nigga, I don't care.
We run 80 miles.
No, not you, Daniel. I'm talking to Tricky Ricky. With his Malibu.
Kimo, it doesn't matter which way we run. We can run 1 mile. I'm geared to go either way and can put power down through the eight, so it don't matter to me.
Say it again, Rick. I don't think he heard you. Tricky Ricky, we've been waiting on you to show up all year, man.
Hey, right. Okay, I'm
like
ready to say, Tricky Ricky been running all year, man. Hey, he keeps saying, I'm going to show up here. I'm going to show up there. I'm going to show up. Man, you ain't showed up nowhere, man.
This is your opportunity. They're going to pay y'all to come. All you got to do is accept the money and get here. It's simple as that.
Okay,
if you
wait,
think you got it that sweet.
Tricky Ricky, so listen, with your car, I won't care. You got a big block, small block. Stop suspension, right?
Don't care. What?
I said, I don't care if you got big block or small block. Stop suspension, nitrous car, right?
I don't have a stock suspension car.
We can let them run.
You know I don't
Rick.
Have a stock suspension car.
I don't know what you got because I ain't never seen your car.
Yeah, so you never seen my car on y'all message boards up there, Motown Muscle and the other websites y'all got? Come on, man, don't lie now. Look, the man said he'll pay y'all to come here. You can either accept the race. And lock it in, or come there.
You don't have a.
Or you can keep yapping your gums and don't do that.
As long as you don't have
now
a.
Now that somebody put some heat on your ass, now you want to back up. Hey, Gunner Pick.
Hey, Kimo.
Hold up.
Kimo.
I'm here. We also have DJ Grant on the line.
Wait a minute.
Does anybody want to run a 28 stock suspension car? Turbo. Yes, sir.
Can you get 248-0347 on, please?
Okay, one more time. 248, what's the area code?
0347.
347. Yeah, Sonny
Hill
on the line.
I mean,
anybody making some noise? Anybody
Nah, Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky's talking, but he ain't saying that. We've been waiting for him to show
the money. Tricky Ricky, talk over there, man. He's pump faking.
Listen, the man just offered to pay y'all. Where the pump faking at? Well, yeah, it's a month away.
We,
all you got to do is accept.
Hey, Ricky, this is Don. Listen, man. I'm gonna have next year. I'm gonna have 29s on no bar. You told me you was gonna accommodate me like that before. You still like that?
I still run you the same way.
With the 29 no with the bar.
I will run you the same way.
What's the same way now?
Yeah. He just said 29 no bars. Your big block like
he want to raise
my big block like Malibu.
Danya, he want to race you in May, man. He wants to race you in May.
No.
I want to run you in May too. So now what?
Well, you know what, man. You know what? I'm gonna say this. That sounds good right now, but that's a long time away, man.
Yeah,
that's 6 months away.
Yeah, I mean, as we get closer, we could talk about it. And if you got to move it, we got another race in August, and we'll accommodate you that way. Either way, I just want y'all to run Rick. I want y'all to run Rick, and I want you to know that Rick's got backup with the Hatton boys, G Money, Charlie Brown. We got the boys up further up in Baltimore. I didn't want to make this call, but like I said, my CEO, President Larry T at Custom T's Racing, said last week you guys sent out an invitation, so we want to cash that check.
Okay.
What kind of car the Hatton boys got? Hold on. He's on the phone. Mm-hmm.
What you got? You got two chassis, Vegas?
For the last time, we had two chassis, good flops, Vegas sitting on 33. What you want to do?
You got two chassis. Say that again. I hear you breaking up a little bit.
Two chassis, trick block Vegas, sitting on 33s.
On nitrous.
Nitrous automatic car.
Okay. I like that too. We got a car for you too.
Okay.
We got a Camaro.
Bring it on.
Hey,
can I
ask you a question? Why these cars?
Yeah.
Now you guys got these cars. Why these cars can't be down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi? Now y'all, I don't know if y'all know it, but that is like the big kickoff of the year. And we traveling. We're from Chicago and Detroit, but I mean that's a big race. You know why you guys can't come over to that?
That's halfway both ways. That's halfway for them and halfway for us.
In 26 hours
halfway.
He said, make it Georgia, not Mississippi.
Okay. I don't know no date. Larry, I don't have no dates for Macon, Georgia, but we can meet down in Macon, Georgia and get busy. You know, they worry about, you know, how far they got to come. Let's meet us in Georgia. We traveled south for the last 4 or 5 years to run the cars, so... You know, we just you guys sent the offer to us at the DMV saying we didn't have anything to compete with you. And the DMV guys called me and said, let's get on the radio, let's put some fuel money together and invite them to Maryland, and we can find out
who
talking right now? Because to be honest, it's so far away for you guys race. And a lot of us are planning to go to Hattiesburg and Lehman, Mississippi. Yeah. There's no telling what would have happened to them cars right there. And for us to say, and we understand that. We're just asking if you guys are interested. We put an offer. Rick will handle everything. That's all I'm saying to you.
Because
last week, you guys made it clear that we had no cars that could run. And as you can see, I got callers on the phone, and they told me, get it set up. So,
hey, Rick.
We can wait for a couple months.
Yeah. Hey, if y'all can make it happen for us to come up there,
and we ain't got no problem coming, man.
That's great.
I know we got six, seven, eight guys to come on up there.
Hey, Danielle.
And the reason for that is because we part of Grudge Inc. So we go out, we worldwide.
Right.
We not just no Ryder Carter. We'll go anywhere.
We got somebody else that came on the line. We got some California Grudge Racers, and we also got more Detroit Racers that won that bigger. The mic is over, Kevin. Lock it up.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Hey, Danielle.
Yeah.
You know my little car, right? My little Vegas. I run that big car in Vegas. He make it right.
Okay.
He can spread that motherfucker as much as he wants.
The full chassis car.
Hey.
So does making it right?
Make it even?
No, sir. I got a small block. You need to stay in your lane, young man.
Hey, monster. I know who you is. You know who I am. I'm just saying.
Stay in your lane.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to oblige a man. I like Vegas. I got Terry Russo on the phone right here. He got the one of the baddest Vegas in the country. We both on the phone. We trying to lock in with this man. If he wants to do something today, we going to do it with him.
Yeah, that's my man that called me and did the radio show a month ago, right?
Yeah, that's my boy. What's up, monster? What's going on? I'm just trying to figure out.
How you doing, brother?
I'm not doing too much, man. All we trying to do is make it right. If my man, he got that big motor chassis car. I'm not scared of it. He want to make it right. You know, no disrespect to him and that. But he'll make it right, we going to run it. If not, we got Terry Russo. He'll come from California.
Kev, you disrespecting him. Fuck respect him, man. Tell him to get his ass down. Fuck all that.
Get down.
We gangsters, man. We ain't respecting nothing, man. Fuck that.
Well, I tell you what. That man, if he want to run it, I'll run him on all motor. Stock chassis. I got stock suspension. I'll run his ass.
Who?
On that big car better.
Nah. You run all motor and I'll be all night.
Yeah.
What do you want?
He wants a piece of that Vega ass. That's what he wants, y'all. He's not speaking French or Chinese. He wants
to. Is that the turbo car talking, Rick? Is that the guy with the turbo car still talking?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Donnie,
yes,
is that
is.
The turbo car? Is that the one that's talking about we gangsters? Ain't nobody know. When we beat that turbo car, Rick, when you beat him, I swear to God, I'm eating chicken with that Negro. You hear me?
Hey, Rick, you told me you don't even run the quarter mile. You running out the back door?
I ain't never tell you that, Donnie. I run either way. I'm set up to run either way, sir.
You told me now, y'all run is 8 miles up there.
Yes, I did. I said most of our races are 8 miles, but I'm set. I run quarter mile race once a year, but I'm set up to run either way.
You're gonna run
chemo quarter mile, right? Yeah, I run chemo 2 miles.
get that
people together. I'm gonna punch your whole goddamn head.
When I run chemo, it'll
be the same result like it was with JC. When I let out at the 8th, JC was still on the gas. He's still going to be on the gas trying to come by me. I bet you won't get that motherfucker. Hey, listen, Lehman, Mississippi, I'll be there February 9th. Yeah, we ain't talking about no damn Mississippi.
Didn't we tell you I was calling people from D.C. ain't going to Mississippi? And we just told you three times.
Y'all got the gun line out there.
As he said to me, you simple-minded motorcycle, you ain't hear me?
Hey, man, ain't nobody coming from up that way, man. Nobody?
No, they call. They call.
Y'all
got to
send somebody down to represent, man.
Ain't nobody traveling that
y'all
far, man.
Trigger Ripley.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, wait a minute.
Man, if you're a good racer and you're looking for some action, you're going to go wherever it's at. It's going to be plenty
right,
of action.
But it ain't going to be. It ain't gonna, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I'm not traveling 26 hours. No, period. You can call me what you want to call me.
Well, Tricky Ricky, 11, you know
hours
what,
might be the most for me.
Tricky Ricky, do you understand that I only got a race this Saturday and little Tony will be down there? If y'all can get one of them small block nitrous cars to go down to Bradenton.
I personally
honestly do not know if a small block righteous call from my area has gone.
Hey, Ricky,
like I said at
hey,
the beginning of my show. Hold up. Like I said at the beginning of my show, some guys from here have traveled down there, but they didn't want to announce that they was coming. They just wanted to get down there and mingle in the action. So I don't know for sure who all went with what.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo Rick.
Yeah.
Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo.
Yeah.
Ask him about Running Bear. Ask him about Running Bear for Lil Tony. Ask him about Running Bear.
Running Lil Bear?
I haven't heard of Running Bear.
Hold on.
Gunner, you wouldn't have to have Running Bear number.
Hold on. Yo, Rick.
Yeah.
What y'all got going on, man?
Hello?
Huh? What y'all got going on, man? Sound like y'all taking some heavy fire tonight.
Yeah, we got some out of towners, man, just trying to talk real slick and heavy like they gangsters like that.
No, ain't nobody talking slick. We trying to engage, man. These boys, we got a race this weekend, and we got a race down in Hattiesburg in February. These out of towners trying to engage, and Tricky Ricky, he tucking his tail and running like he always do.
I don't have anything to race with right now, sir. Didn't you hear me?
Hey, Rick, well, you got two cars. Don't you want another car, man?
Mowed out of both of them.
The season's
over with up here, man. We, you know, after November, we tear our shit down, man, for fresh nuts.
Oh, okay.
I see you even got one.
I'm reaching out to Running Bear right now to see if he can call the show.
Nope. You got his number, Rick?
Yeah, I'm just sending him a message.
I see you got Monster going in on it too, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
Monster
right
was
here
on the show when they when they said whatever they had to say.
What's up, Monster?
So,
yeah. What's who's this?
It's Roger, man. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Roger?
Oh man, ain't nothing was going on with you.
Man, every day I wake up, I thank God.
I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Roger, did you hear that motorcycle from, where is he, Chicago or Detroit? His name, Kimo? Did you hear him, Roger?
What did he say?
Man, I couldn't understand nothing he was saying. He was cussing too much, Roger. I couldn't understand him. Talking about he a gangster. I told him we're going to eat his food and talk about him when we crack that car.
What do you got?
A Turbo Mustang.
Turbo Mustang.
And we ain't scared. I got a trick for
you. Lying to me.
Was he small block?
Yeah, he's small block.
Small tie?
Nah, he got a 29 on it.
We got a single turbo small block Mustang too.
Yeah. I got a car for him, Roger.
I know you got a couple of them for him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
look, hey, I'm going to play like my grandmother used to say. I'm going to sit over in the corner and wait on that little Negro.
Yeah, I know you do. Hey, Rick, who was that called me? You or Gunnit called me today?
That was probably Gunnit.
Okay.
Hey, Martha, can you get Ugly on the phone?
Copy.
No, Ugly.
Let me see if I got Rick. I got one of the new phones. Let me see if I can figure out how to flip it over.
Oh Lord, hold on, never mind. I sent my text message.
Yeah. Yeah, we can have a little fun. Hey Roger,
talk to me.
Hey Roger, me and you gonna be up there on the line betting a hamburger too when that Timo come
got,
down.
I ain't got no problem with that, bro.
Yeah. How you been doing, man?
I'm doing all right. What y'all done did? Took the guys off the line? Y'all done muted them or something? They ain't saying nothing there.
No, we don't mute nobody.
We don't hear.
We're talking kind of reckless.
Okay.
We got a boy from California on the phone.
Huh?
Where's he at, sir? California.
Yeah, I'm right here.
How you doing?
Good. What's going on, baby? How's everything going out there?
Everything good. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long.
That's all right, man. No, I'm listening in.
Okay. What's taking out that way? in that warm weather.
Oh, you know what, man? I always like to pride ourselves about our California sunshine, but it's been cold as shit here, man. It's been in the 60s out here, and I ain't just happy.
The 60s?
Man, I am spoiled out here in California. I don't like 60-degree weather. 75 and above, I'm a happy camper, man. What's that?
See, we were 31 this morning when I left. It was chilly this morning.
31? I ain't even getting out of the house in 31.
What is it in Chicago, Demo? What is it up in Chicago?
It's in the 30s now.
Hey, Kimo, what's going on, baby? It's Dale.
I said, Monster, when y'all trying to get these guys up the way, man?
We're going to work with D-Man on the other line. We're going to meet him and Rick. We'll sit down and figure out something, Roger. But, you know, we'll keep you involved because
yeah,
I know,
you
want to bring
a
couple calls for the GRF over there.
I can get you a few of them out there.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Monster?
Hey,
what's
who is running back?
Yeah.
What's up, man? Merry Christmas. What'd you get me?
I got you a bottle of liquor. Come on, drink something with me. Come on, running back,
hey.
Hey, running back, you got me good fish? Hey. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, Kev, hold on. Kev. Kevin?
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah.
All right, that's Running Bay home.
That's my boy. I know what he got.
Oh, who are you trying to get in the run?
Kimo got a small block Camaro. You know, let's see if they can work out.
What's up, about the 2000 the Bumblebee car?
Yeah.
Is Kimo still on the line?
Kimo was on the line, but I don't think he's saying anything. Kimo is here. He has his phone on mute, I guess. Let me tell you who we have live on the line. We have DJ Grant, Kimo, Larry, Tricky Ricky, Lewis, Derek, Monster, Roger, Hattenborg, Running Bear.
Hey, Gunner, you let me know when you see 240-9234 pop up in the queue.
Tricky Ricky, I'm on here.
What's up?
What's going on?
We got this guy up in Detroit with this Mustang, man. He's talking all reckless like he want to do something with a small block. So he want to know who do we have from our area that could oblige him. And now that they just informed me that he on the line, but he ain't saying nothing. So it's kind of make me feel like I wasted your time and calling in the show, man.
Yeah, I ain't got no small blocks anyway. I got rid of all of them.
I don't know why either, man.
What's that?
You got rid of all of it.
What's that?
You got rid of all your small blocks.
How are you car sitting?
Who
stop
car
suspension.
Sitting? I'll stop suspension.
Big block.
Small block.
What are you trying to do?
What size tires?
What's,
I got 28. 28 in the back.
I got 315 mag radio.
Mm-hmm.
Put some tune A's on it.
You got
some troop. Okay, what you want to do?
Gates up. Or what do you need?
I don't need no. What do you mean? You say you put tune A's on it. I don't need nothing.
All right.
Huh?
Where
you
want to
go? I don't need nothing. Do it now?
Where you want to go?
I'm going to Florida tomorrow. Where you going to be this weekend?
I ain't trying to go all the way down there. They got anything coming up in the Carolina?
I don't know.
Do any of the governors on the phone know when there's a race going on in Macon in 2013?
In Macon?
Macon
went
to
action. Huh?
Who am I talking to? I just jumped on the line.
Rick is talking about now.
Who was that talking, Tricky Ricky? That's the Maryland Assassin. What did he say? He'll put on 28.
Yep.
Okay, and he got what?
Stock suspension, big block.
Stock suspension, big block. Mustang.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Down on your ass, I go.
Sounds good.
Hey, DJ, he got
it. I don't care what he got. I don't care what he got. I don't care who he is. Right. I don't care what he got. If he on trade.
Hey, talk to me. Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
Down on his ass we go. Ain't that what he just said?
That's what he said.
All right, Roger.
All right. DJ, let me ask this question, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that most of y'all are going to Florida this weekend.
Yeah.
I understand that most of y'all are going to Lena, Mississippi, if I'm saying that correctly, and Hattiesburg for the Patoozie race.
Mm-hmm. Are they doing it? I tell you something even better. He'll probably like even better. He said he runs 29s also?
Nah, drag radio, 315.
315? We got a nitro small block car we'll run you with, too. Is this a good car or just a class?
It's an all-around car.
It's a what now?
All-around car.
It's a class car.
It's a class
car. All-around.
Come on, man. Just a grudge talk show, man. Ain't no class talk show. And we can get a class car too now. Accommodation with a class car too now. You want to be?
Did you hear him say he was scared, or you didn't understand? He said, "Let's run."
What are you talking about? Listen, man, I am a grudge racer.
Grudge
I don't
racer.
Show my time. What I'm saying
we
is
we don't show times either.
Oh, hold on. What I'm saying is fine. If y'all want to have a class, I can get the class stuff too. Anything you want to do, any size, you want 315, no problem.
I want to put that 28 on there and sit beside you, like you said.
Well, you probably, if you run multiple times with that 315 and that's what you class race with, and you put that 28 on, I'll still do that.
Yeah, I won't put that 28 on so nobody knows how fast it is, not even me.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I just look like this, but, you can be accommodated.
I tell you what though, bring both of them and I'll bring two sets of tires.
All right. Wait, I mean, bring you telling us to bring ass or you gonna bring your ass?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where I can meet you at.
This is what I was suggesting.
As I said, y'all run that Florida, Lena, Hattiesburg. You know, they got a big race at House of Hook, the beginning of March. Would that be something doable for both of y'all?
I think if the ninth, that's Boomer's race on the ninth, I think, in Louisiana.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, Rick. My man that offered to run the Maryland Assassin car there, he's going to Florida this weekend?
Yep.
Yeah, DJ Grant.
Hey, DJ. Larry T is in Florida selling T-shirts. When you get down there, go over and meet Larry, and he can get with the Maryland Assassin here on the other line, and we can set up something because we love to bring you up here so we can see which way we're going with you boys. Ain't that right? Ain't that right,
yep.
Ricky Rick?
Yep.
Oh, they
we just want race.
I see you, brother. I see you.
How you been, man?
Good.
Ooh.
Yeah, both of y'all.
Good.
Good, man. We good. Now, as long as I got oil pressure, I'm wonderful. I'm at the shop now, loading up now to go to Florida. I'm loading up the car right now. Getting ready to head 75 south.
Hey, did you hear what the weather going to be this weekend?
They said perfect.
80. Oh, man, y'all in trouble down there. Y'all be safe and have a good time, man. That's the most important thing. We talk trash, but we look out for one another, and I appreciate the guys at Grudge Inc., GRF, especially my man Rick. But Rick, that chemo, we ain't cutting him no slack, Rick. We're going to be on him like an old polyester suit. You hear me? That Nick Rodan ain't getting no break from us, all right? Yeah. We get done with him, we're going to think he at church. We're going to be all over his ass. You hear me?
All right. But Tricky, y'all, it's nice talking to y'all, but I got to get off this phone. And my mechanic over here looking at me crazy. Am I going to talk on the phone or help him load this car?
All right, man. Y'all be safe down there, bro.
All right, y'all.
All right, man. Hey, so Rick, what's up with Ugly?
Oh, I was just sitting here. She ready? Everything's sitting here. They're all fresh.
Everything fresh, ready to go. Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, I guess until we can find some serious action, then, I'll leave you be.
All right, just give me a shout.
Okay.
Hey, Rick, what'd you get us for Christmas?
What's that?
What'd you get us for Christmas?
I'm getting a bunch of stuff from downtown.
All right, that'll work.
I just got back on the road with it.
All right.
I'll send you a picture of it.
No problem. Tell everybody I'll say, hey, man, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, you and Ty's family, man.
All right, you too, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you. I'll call you tomorrow. All right.
Okay, see.
Well. Well, all right.
Oh, hey, Tricky.
Uh-huh.
How you been, Rick?
I've been all right, man. I can't complain. I'm a little under the weather right now, and I'm, At a buddy of mine's shop, get my truck worked on, and this dude, the Viking, man, he ain't got no heat on. He got the door open. It's freezing like a mug. I'm sitting there thinking, I ain't never going to get better sitting in these kind of dishes, man.
Yeah,
but other than that, man, I've been all right. I need to get my power plant out of my car and get it tore down. But just ain't had time, really.
Yo, Leroy back together now, so
okay.
We get ready to start moving around a little bit.
Yeah, I like the way that car left in that video. I don't know the guy's name, but it said Hector versus Leroy. I don't even know what kind of car it was he was racing, but
that was
thing left real nice.
Yeah, that was a turbo car.
That was a turbo car?
Mm-hmm. Turbo GTO.
Look like y'all was a turbo car. hey, Monster, in the video, that thing laid back like the Camaro did.
I saw it. Yeah, people send me all that stuff, Rick, so we can study them, you know?
Some guy got a call called Blue Magic, some guy country came on and said that Blue Magic had the baddest back half in the world, so we thought to see if we could engage, because Leroy said you want to tie his heels together.
Hey, well, I sent him a message, man. He ain't bothered to call in, so.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with him. I'll call him tomorrow and see if he'll call in next week, all right?
Yeah. And tell them we don't have no problem with traffic.
Uncle Larry, what's going on?
What's going on, Kevin? How you doing?
I'm trying to hang in there. Just calling Uncle Rick, Tricky Rick, Tricky.
Oh, yeah. We got to call in and get Rick some support. Yeah,
Uncle Trick. I mean, you got Trick on his hand.
Yeah, get some of these Grunge Inc. brothers. You know, we try to make this thing nationwide where we get together and fellowship and drag race and have fun and talk crazy. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Because if you ain't going to enjoy yourself, then it ain't worthwhile. You know,
and you know what? Your boy on the phone, Tay, from California.
And Tay on there, too?
Yeah, he is.
What's up, Tay? Hey, man, how you going? Yeah.
I'll tell these guys, freezing my ass off out here in 65-degree weather.
65, he's talking about it's cold.
That's a heat wave for us, man.
Well, I'll tell you this much right now, Larry. Ain't no way I'm coming to Chicago this time of year. I did that one stupid trip one time. I went to a Bears-Packers game in December. It was 10 degrees and everybody's jumping up. I'm like, will you people please sit down? I'm freezing my ass off.
Crazy Yes, indeed. Well, good thing you didn't come.
I put that room at 85 degrees. I was comfortable there.
Yes, indeed. Good thing you didn't come here in 70. What was that, 70? Was that 82? It was 82 or 79, one of the two. The wind chill, 88 below zero, man. 88 below zero. I'll never forget it.
No, man, you guys live too close to the Eskimos and shit like that. Fuck that, man. I'm staying in my California sunshine. I ain't catching up.
Well, so far it's been pretty decent. It's been pretty decent so far for the last couple of years. You know, it's been pretty decent. We had no real bad winter, and right now winter is been kicked in, and it ain't really bad. You know, a couple of months, and we're gonna see what's gonna happen though. But we want this grudge ink thing, man. We try to get this grudge ink thing to spread to the northeast, everywhere. We want to get together, and we want to fellowship, and we want to have fun. We want to do our little drag racing when it's over with. We want to let each other know what the brotherhood and all that stuff is about, man. This is what's happening, man. You know, this is what I enjoy. You know, and I've been enjoying this since 1969. So, you know, my thing is to continue
to
go.
I get my new motor back on Friday, tomorrow. So,
oh, okay.
We got to get down. I want to try and get the car ready, dialed in, and head down to Hattiesburg with it.
Yeah. Hey, Tricky Ricky, Taylor them had a guy to come all the way from California, and he came down to Macon, Georgia. He drove all the way, and he came down, and he fellowshiped with us, and he had such a ball, man. He was talking about the fact. What was that he had, Taylor, some greens?
Oh, yeah. His name is Chad. Chad's a great guy. But Chad done set white people back about 50 years, man. He just didn't know the difference between cornbread and pancakes.
Hey, well, you know, from what I've heard, some people say that there is no difference. I mean, of course, you know, we say that it is, but some people say it's not.
Well, I guarantee, man, if there was syrup on that table, he'd have been pouring it on him on that cornbread.
Yeah, he came down
when he called me. And I just told him, I said, "Listen, Chad, all the food in the South is good. If it's on the table, eat it because it's all good. You ain't gonna have no problem eating down the South."
Hey, look, I can't get him to go home now. He ain't wanna go back home, did he?
Nope.
Hey, he welcomes it all.
He had himself a great time down there, man. He met a lot of great people through Grudge Inc. and stuff like that. He still talks about it today, man, on all the people that he met. And he's glad that he went.
Hey, Mom.
Just call me.
I'm here.
Hey, Mom, how you doing, man? This Shake from Detroit.
What's up, man? How
Trey,
you doing, bro?
Trey. Hey, man. I'm sorry I didn't get back with you, man. I broke my phone. My auntie passed away. She was 91 years old. I had to go bury her down south.
Oh,
ain't
man.
No
problem, man.
Oh, man. Sorry
Merry
to hear
Christmas.
That.
Merry
Christmas.
Happy New Year, man. Sorry to hear about your family, man. Deepest condolences to your entire family. So.
Yeah, I was going to get around with everybody and all, but, you know, I've been going through some stuff. Hey, I need you to text me your number again when you get a minute.
I can give it to you. I ain't got nothing to hide. 202.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me get my pen.
421.
Uh-huh.
00.
Got you.
77, brother. Anytime.
All right. Who was that other brother we was talking to that day on the phone?
Hey, can I make a small... Can I make a small interruption in y'all conversation real quick?
Sure.
The gun it picks. Gun it pick. All right, Pete just texted me saying that Kenny was calling in the show or was on the show, so I'm trying to get him on.
Am I on there, Rick?
Yeah. Okay, let my man go ahead and finish, and we get to you.
Go ahead, sir. Hey, Martha, who was that other gentleman that we talking to on the phone that day? You remember?
Running back. He's on the line.
Running back. You on the site?
What's his name?
Running back. He's on the line.
Running back. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. How you doing?
I'm good.
Just sitting back, relaxing.
Okay. Who is the host of the night?
Tricky Ricky.
That'd be Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky?
Yes, sir.
Okay, shake and bake. I'm just getting to know everybody, man. I'm enjoying this talk we got going on, and I hope we can take this up to another level.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's the goal for Grudge Inc., to bridge the gap in grudge racing and racing in general all over the United States.
Hey, Trick.
Yes, sir.
Is my man still over there, Vegas?
Yes,
sir.
Boy, this shit still be there.
Who the dude with the backhand car talking all this shit?
Who?
Uh-oh, there he is.
He back on?
Who's the dude from up north, some Yankee up there, talking all that shit? Tricky Ricky, we going to get in your ass, too, but what the other dude that up in Detroit or whatever?
Well, who are you, sir?
Blue Magic, man, this country, the crew chief.
Country, that ain't your car. Country, we looked for you last week. I'm trying to be nice to you. We looked for you last week, and your ass was ducking down. Get the fuck off the phone.
Man, I want to
ducking
down. I'm in the
country, show.
Dog. I
show respect to Tricky Ricky and
Action
with the man.
So, look, man, all that talk, we'll see you in March whenever the hell y'all racing. I live in the country, man, so I don't get good
with
you. So I ain't ducking no motherfucking box. You get my phone number, call me.
We trying to work something out with the man. You know what? Tell you what.
Trick, well, my phone was fucked up. It ain't fucked
and
up,
Monster,
damn, sir.
No, hold up. Trick and Ricky. I mean,
Monster,
I will call you guys.
So
I will come down. I will come down and
talk about shit, man.
I ain't got to talk about some big country, a fake
ass
racist.
Hold.
Ain't nobody no fake ass motherfucker. You don't even know me, nigga.
Hey, dude. Just my
son.
Dude,
hey, don't know me, motherfucker.
Hey, Trick, they looked for you all last week, and you talked all that shit, and then Trick was on
the phone. So I'm just asking you, you want to race?
Hey, Gunner, mute this nigga Mike, man, because he about to get me real out of my character, man, for real. And we ain't in the city, we ain't on the block, we ain't on none of that.
When we see y'all niggas, you'll see.
So you can keep all that to yourself, homeboy.
Homeboy,
Hey, Trick, no disrespect to your show, man.
We trying to race, dog. Y'all niggas ain't
nobody need
scared.
To know you, man. You coming on here talking about
that. We can't say that word. We can't say the N-word on the show.
Hey, man, I can say this is a free goddamn country. Ain't nobody enslaved. We just want to race.
No, dog, we don't do that.
Get off, man.
Shut up and race. What the fuck? We'll see y'all niggas in March, nigga.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Kevin. Hold on, man.
Dude don't want to do nothing.
Hold on. Let me address this here. You came on talking about y'all had the baddest back half in the world. Well, I think you're telling a damn lie. Now, all we got to do is just like what you said. You understand what I'm saying? We can get this here together, and we can meet somewhere, because we ain't got no problem in traveling. I believe you're lying, because my little brother ain't got no reverse. So whatever you say you're going to do, you got to do that when it comes to us. Now, I don't know about the rest of the folks. If I didn't get on here to debate about it, we want to engage, we want to drag race. Since you got the baddest back half in the world, we don't want to race the slowest one, no way. We want to race the baddest one. You got the baddest one, we want to see you. Now, that's what's happening with that. So, y'all, Kevin, you ain't got to debate with him, argue with him or nothing, because that ain't what it's about. What we want to do, we want to engage.
Sir,
yes, sir, that's what we want to do. We want to engage.
I'm not going to say nothing no more.
All I want to find out, yeah, you say something. The only thing I want to do is find out so I can tell Lil Bro can make preparations, and during the period of time that the car together, we ain't got no problem engaging.
I'll call Big Country and Marcus tomorrow. And I might touch bases with y'all later on next week. We might be able to lock up something and let y'all get it off at Maryland.
Let me say this. When a person guy get on the line and go through all that yipping and yapping and all that fake gangster talk,
on the phone about racing, man, you ain't no racer.
That's right.
That kind of talk ain't even got no lane in drag racing. Now, if you want to fight or get on some gangster stuff, that's a whole nother story. But this about racing, not that bull.
Well, he sure can't bluff nobody because LeBron ain't got no reverse. It's either one thing, he's going to win or he's going to lose. But he ain't got no reverse. He ain't going to back up.
Man, that's, you know, I don't need all that on my show, man. That ain't the kind of show that I conduct.
Yeah, hey, Rick,
you can't conduct
yourself
in a positive manner. You know what I'm saying? Don't call my show. I send a text message to Country, Marcus, and he sent this ass wife to call in. So what did I say about him? He ain't man up to call the show and speak for himself. You got to have somebody else to call to try to set up a race to give him that little extra wiggle room as far as negotiation. Come on, man.
Hey, Rick.
He want to race me. How are you going to take a big-time back-half car and run a ladder bar all-steel car? Come on.
That's because he got the fastest car in the world. See? And speak for itself.
He got the fastest car in the world. Yeah. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. I did. He's about to bring it back out.
Hey, Rick, I didn't mean to disrupt your show, man. I never disrespect your show. I just want to land and get my man on the phone.
It wasn't you, it was him. Oh, they got the girls
tricking
on
Blaze Road.
Oh, ain't that something?
Hey, Rick.
Hello? Hey, Kevin.
Monster, and everybody else, man, they no disrespect nobody. I just said, hey, the man that owned the car, just get the man that owned the car on. That's all I'm saying.
But we're going to have fun with that. Like I said, I'll give him a call this weekend. And I'm pretty sure Big Leroy will be able to get something locked up where you two can have some fun. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Hello. Leroy speaks for my car, and Taylor speaks for my car, too.
Hey, Leroy.
And Tricky Ricky speaks for my car.
Leroy, I got to admit that.
Jeff Rogers on the line. Jeff Rogers, your mic is open. Jeff Rogers.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Rick, I got to go now. The White Knight on here.
Hello.
The executioner.
Hello, hello.
What's going on, Jeff?
What's going on?
What's going on, Ricky? What's going on there?
I can't call it, man.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm good.
All right.
So forgive me about the crib.
He's doing good. I need to set up a race for your race down there, Monster.
Uh-oh. The air is set.
I won't run any small block nitrous car in the country.
Let me get the text.
Okay.
Can you
guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you.
Right.
I heard you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Right. Can you help me out, Monster?
Yeah. I can arrange something for you, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Who you want first?
He said, just put him on the air, man.
It doesn't matter. I mean, hey, I'm going home eventually, but I got to start somewhere first, I guess.
I'll call him. All
right. I guess we still have the fastest small block around.
They say the boy in Detroit now. He beat Petey. What's the boy in Detroit, Rick, that beat Petey small block? He bad now.
Jimbo.
Yes, sir. He bad.
Jimbo?
Yeah. He beat that boy up in Jersey, Petey, with the 69 Camaro.
Like, are they putting stock suspension cars?
Yeah.
I mean,
don't think Jimbo caught stock suspension.
Petey from New York.
Okay.
Is Jimbo stock suspension?
I don't know.
Okay.
How you set?
I got stock suspension, 93 Mustang. It was small block Ford motor with nitrous.
What's up with size tires?
Got a 31 on it now, but I can put 28, 29. It don't matter, whatever they.
No, that was DJ Grant. You just missed DJ Grant. He loaded his car up. Now he getting ready to head to Florida. But that would be DJ Grant.
Yeah, that's what we could do. We could bring, we could get DJ some gas money to come down, Jeff, and after we beat him, then you can sit around, as you say, and eat some chicken and talk about him. You hear me?
All right. Why are we always going to eat chicken?
That's because you always say I eat chicken all the time.
I was listening to you guys. You guys were getting a little heated up there a little while ago, weren't you?
At least.
That was
Hello. My name came up again. Now hold on, y'all.
There he is.
I'm back on the line, but I'm on y'all's phone and I'm on Mississippi on Dick Clark's. So as soon as I got off the phone with y'all, they called me on that show. And now this show calling me back. I can't load my goddamn car. Now what's going on? What somebody want now?
Hey, man, I got a car in Maryland for you, brother.
Huh?
Hey, I got you with your dream car.
You got me my dream car.
Let them know what you're doing, Jeff.
Well, he might want to go at it now. We got to wait till your race is on.
You what?
I got a stock suspension, small block Ford, 93 Mustang.
Okay, man.
I'll accommodate whatever tire you want.
Let me say you'll put 28 on.
You come in any car, I won't.
Any tire.
What is
tire? Tire. I can put a 28 on, a 29, 31. It's got really bars. I can take them all.
What kind of car is the car?
The stock suspension.
You said it's Mustang.
Mustang.
It can't be no damn stock suspension that can hold a 31.
Hell, it can't. You want me to show you?
Yeah, I need to see that. You'd be the first. A 31-inch tire and a stock suspension. Come on, man.
It ain't going to say about a stock wheel to a stock suspension.
Do what now?
It didn't say it had to have a stock wheel tow, did it?
But you saying it's got stock suspension.
It's got stock.
Hold on.
We do some real turning up here in Maryland.
Hold on. Can a stock suspension Mustang be stock suspension and have a 31 up under?
Hey, DJ. 93. Damn,
you got it.
Hold on. DJ. I'm clarifying.
Wait a minute,
DJ.
This one's
going to
have a 31
on it.
It's got a 31 on it.
First, I'm just calling you. I'm on accommodation. I'm just going to call you a fraud first. But hold on.
A fraud? 31.
Will you take a picture of it, Senator?
Huh? Hello?
Hello, I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
unless you got the outside suspension. That's the problem with you. Everybody wants to call what they want to call. I can guarantee you this. I can guarantee you this. There ain't a bitch in the world that stock suspicion like my shit is that can fuck with me. Period. Now, how about that? I'm just telling you what you're saying. With all this extra, I don't know nobody got no stock suspension car that can sit a 31 up under.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
He got some old dune buggy flare fenders that the body of the car is loud as hell on the back side. I could agree with you then. Now maybe he got one of them old wide flared out body kits on him. Maybe if he got one of them, then I could agree with you.
Hey, DJ, why you got to call us Doom Buggy Flares, man? What's up, man?
You know how Doom Buggy looks, how the tires sit way out on the outside.
Oh,
I'm
DJ.
Yes.
Hey, DJ, it's Cam. Hey, I want to ask that guy a question with the small four with the 31s on it.
He said it's a small block. It's a small block?
Yeah, small block.
It don't even matter. If it's on 20, he can keep his 20, put on 29. I got something for it. If it's a small block, we don't care nothing about it. Yeah, we got something for
it. When you get back from Florida, Rick going to text you, and we like to set up
for
you.
Yeah, I got something for that.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. Y'all can do it for whatever you want to do it for. I got action on, with you small block? On 29?
What do you got? You got a small block or a big block?
It's small block.
Right, if you got a small block with a nitrous, you do whatever you want to do. And I'll bet you $1 million to a tuna that's got stock suspension on it.
I don't care what the suspension is. If it's on 29 and it's a Mustang in a small block, you got action.
Damn, I like you, DJ.
Hey, Tayo, go ahead with your question, Tayo.
My question is on that with the car with the 31 inch tires, are your spring pressure everything in the stock location?
No, hell no.
Spring pressure?
I just know they don't have
the man.
Time,
the man, I tell you, the man is a fraud on that part of it. I mean,
what I'm saying is everything in the stock suspension in that car in the same place?
It's got the stock.
Let me tell you, sir. I know one
DJ,
car in the world.
Hey, hold up, DJ. Let the man talk.
I guarantee you right fucking now that I know more about any fucking Ford, any back, anything about a Mustang, anybody on this fucking phone. I'm born on Ford. Tell me I can't put a fucking car on a car. I got the motherfucker right here. I'm looking at it.
I know somebody else that's maybe a little smarter than you now.
Ain't nobody knows more about a Ford than me, and maybe Billy did.
What you know about a Chevrolet motor in your car?
Ooh,
I got a Ford motor in my car.
Well, you do got action. You come on up here.
The small block I got is a Chevrolet.
I got a Ford and a Ford car. I don't need to put a Chevrolet in the motherfucker. If you want a Chevrolet, go put in a Camaro or put in a Regal or something like that. Why you gotta put in a Ford? But you gonna tell me I don't know about a Ford chassis?
Listen, man. I said, you say you know more about it than anybody else. Ain't that what you just said? I'm not telling you that you feel like you do. I mean, but I'm sure you don't.
You feel like you do.
That's how you're supposed to be.
All you guys are running Chevrolet or Ford or Chevy motors.
So I don't know about all you guys. All I know is the small block that I'm talking about, it is a Chevrolet, not a small block.
I'd rather beat up on a Chevrolet motor.
I can assure you, you get all the action you want. Listen, I still would like
to get my question answered. If everything is stock located on your car, your rear end with the 31 inch tires,
so the spring's been moved in.
Y'all hold on a second. I got to go on back on other shows right quick. Hold on.
Hey, Kale. Nothing, man.
It's got the stock frame rails in it. It's got the stock, all the stock suspension mounted locations with the trailing arms, all that shit. Everything is in the stock location. The fender well has been notched over to the frame. The frame ain't missing. There ain't no tube loop frame back there.
Oh, I got you. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. That's it. I'm happy camper then.
I mean, if he takes the stock suspension like you bought it off the showroom floor, that's what he's talking about. No, it ain't. I don't know what he's calling stock suspension. I guess you ain't supposed to touch the back of it. I mean, a 10-inch tire fit on it, so what's the difference with the height of the tire? I mean, the wheel's already been all tight. You don't mean the suspension's been moved all over the place.
Hey, Kale, call that.
31 ain't no wider than, 29 and a half.
Does it really matter? Is the race on or not? That's all it's for. We
asking. I ain't scared of race nobody.
2 inches
apart. I'm anybody in the universe. I ain't worried about the world. I'm talking about the universe. You got a small block, nice and small, I'll run anybody.
Anybody, man. Any car.
Anybody in the universe.
Any car.
As long as he's got soft suspension, small block on nitrous.
Okay, well,
hey, Gunner.
Need to say that, man, because a whole lot of cars that got small blocks in them, you ain't going to run anybody.
Hey, Gunner.
If it's a chassis car, I guess I won't.
What about a back half car?
Well, I got a chassis car I'm on the back half car with. How about that?
We're talking about your Mustang, the baddest thing in the world. I mean,
I got two Mustangs.
I'm talking about that one that you talking about with them 31-inch tall tires on.
That run me with a backhead. So a stock suspension to a backhead is 50% different. So you take that backhead, I'll run you with a chassis car. And I'll let you leave whenever you're ready.
Would you be like a G-Shot?
The chassis car got a small block in it?
No, it's got a big block in it.
What you willing to give up then?
What do you got?
I got a small block backhead.
I mean, what will you need? Let you change the back tire and leave or?
No, you ain't gonna change nothing. You give me, I tell you what, in the 8th of mile, you give me 1-1.
Okay, you don't want to do that. I don't want to set you up like that. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, Jeff. Yeah, running back, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to keep it fair. But that guy got on the phone and said, you know, you can't put a tire on me, you know. Running Bear, I got a Running Bear, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got a Pro Mod type car too. That's what I'm talking about, the chassis car.
Okay.
So we've been 4-0 at 187 miles an hour.
No, Jeff, that's a no-no.
Yeah, that's a whole different story there.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think I need to change that one too.
What you gonna give a big block Camaro with no nitrous on it? With the stock suspension car? No, with the other car. You don't run that anymore. With no additives on it. No turbo, no nitrous, no nothing on it.
Backhead car, you said.
You said you had a chassis car, didn't you?
What you talking about, a chassis car?
Yeah, we're talking about a chassis car. Yeah,
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know what I really don't want to run you with a chassis car. I want to run this small block.
Okay, well, I know I heard you mentioned it. So we got one like that one. Well, they got nitrous on it at all. A 2012.
You talking about that slow ass natural? Larry, cut it out. You talking about that slow ass natural aspirated chassis car?
That's the one I'm talking about.
You crazy as hell. You don't. Why even put you playing? You ain't gonna run nobody with that car.
Hey, man. I like taking chances, man. You know, ain't nothing wrong with losing or winning. Ain't nothing wrong with you gonna do one or the other anyway.
Larry, come on. As much as I like you, you ain't going to bust a grape, and you know it. Not with that car.
I take a chance so fast that again, I'm swimming in the head.
Never mind. I ain't got no car. Let me shut up. You ain't going to bust a grape, Larry.
All I want to do is let me start the race, man. Let me start the race.
Man, you probably got something all down over in there. You probably got nitrous spraying over in that motherfucker some type of way. You probably got that shit running through your back of your seats and shit.
Yes. Well, check this out. If he finds any nitrous on the car, he don't have to race. He wears the money.
What year car is it?
Huh?
What year Camaro is it?
2012.
So you got a pro stock car there.
Wow,
you know I got something to
do.
Yes, sir.
Job.
trying to talk something in. I know what you're trying to do.
Hey,
hold on.
Hey, it's a chassis car. It's a chassis car, but they got no nitrous on it. Y'all got nitrous. I don't have any nitrous.
You can put it on and bring it to the track?
Naturally aspirated car.
Put nitrous on it, run your head up. Put nitrous on it.
No, don't need none on it.
I run your head up there.
Yep, don't need nothing. But that ain't no foul race. You got additive. You take your additive off and we'll run your head up.
I am coming where you want to come.
You know what I'm saying? You take your additive off and we'll run your head up too.
It ain't coming off. You can put it on.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to even it off. We ain't got no nitrous. You got nitrous and you won't let us start the race? My goodness.
Larry, cut this shit.
shit.
All right, lad, cut this shit. The gig is over. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, I don't know you, but I'm looking forward to meeting you. I like the way you talk. You bring a brand new element to the group. You know what I mean? You sound like you're straight up. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Right after the new year, I'll be coming to the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area.
Right.
And I'll be looking to meet you up there. So
yes,
with that being said, then, say again.
Yeah, we can get together. Yeah, I mean, you know, Meat Monster knows me, Ricky knows me. I know all them guys for a while. But I used to do a little grudge racing, and we kind of got out of it, and I just put a new car together. My son drives it. But, you know, back years ago, all we did was street race. And I got into this Outlaw Pro Mod shit. And that just gets boring after a while, so we built a grudge car.
All right, I hear you. I'll tell you what, right now we're 2 hours into the show. What I don't like to do is hang on to a show and there's not a lot going on. It sounds like Jeff is stood up 10 toes down. It don't sound like Jeff is scared. We had a good show of running there. DJ Grant came on to the show, Tricky Ricky, Derek, the Hatton Boys, Shiz and Bass. Larry, once again, if I didn't say his name, Kenny, Melvin, Jeff Rogers. I want to thank all you gentlemen for calling to the Grudging Show, and we will be back again next Thursday with a brand new topic. If anybody has any suggestions, something that's bothering them, something that they want to get off their chest, or something they want to put out there as an enhancement to the Grudge Game, you can call me at 478-454-7034, and let's sit down and hash it out and think about what we're going to do for the next show. I'm open to suggestions. This is the people's show, not my show. With that being said, let's talk about the Grudge Inc. store. You can come to the Grudge Inc. store and purchase whatever you need at a discounted price to let the big manufacturers know that it's not just Index and Bracket Racers buying their parts. And in that way, that will let them know how they should be spending their money to support what we do. And once again, you can log on to the Grudge Inc. store through Grudge Inc. You can log on to the Grudge Book, the social networking of Grudge Racing, or you can log on to www.grudgeinc.us, and you can find out whatever you need to know. With that being said, anybody have any closing comments or anything they'd like to add to the show?
Everybody be safe, no matter what you do. That's all I got to say.
That's right. Let's be safe and let's race and not fight. Everybody, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and guess what? Good night.
Hey, Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in.
This will be my closing comment. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
It's closing.
Go ahead.
Hey, Gunnett.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Tail.
What's going on, Tail? Talk to me, Tail.
Tail. He must have dropped.
Oh, I don't know why. Dropped. Let's see. 773-7399. Your mic is open.
Hey, Gunner, I'm just listening, man. I just want to join in and listen. Now, I was listening to the other show. Now I'm on this one.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Right now, we're closing the show down tonight. We had a great show. The DMV, D.C. area, Maryland, and Virginia, they did stand up tonight, and they represented 10 toes down. They held their ground firm, and I tell you what, if you don't know, please look out for Jeff Rogers. Jeff Rogers is one of the, sounds like he's a man among men. Jeff, what state are you from, sir?
I'm from, they call it Fort Meade area, Glen Burnie, in between D.C. and Baltimore.
All right, there you have it. Once again, I like the way Jeff Rogers talks. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, let's go pay these bills. Let's get into this commercial, and I want all you guys to be safe, like we said earlier, and let's race and not fight. There's no place in Grudge Racing.
Let me say this before we close the show. I don't mind the show getting a little hot and heavy or any of that. But that foolishness this dude Country just came on my show with, I would not tolerate. So I know, Gunnett, if you speak to him quite a bit, tell him if he can't conduct himself in a responsible fashion like a man, don't call my show. I don't appreciate that whatsoever. No, that's straight blunt disrespect to me.
I'm with you 100%, man.
Yeah, that's right. I feel the same way. We're all about talking trash. Now, we know we all talk trash as a graduation. If there's something that somebody says that you feel like you can't stand, it's just a way to say it. Hey, I don't get down like that. I didn't hear anybody getting called a bitch or a faggot or anything of that nature. You know what I mean? So with that being said, once again, we're all about having fun. For the listeners on the line, please respect Tricky Ricky's show. This is his show. I'm just co-hosting, helping out for the meantime.
Hey, I agree. Just keep the N-word out of it.
That's another thing. We do not do the N-word on the grudging shows. We have to have some type of couth and decorum on these shows. We're not a bunch of animals. We're grown men. We don't live outside in the barn, and we eat with knives and forks.
Cool. All right, how you feel?
With that being said, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Larry.
God bless all of y'all brothers, man. God bless y'all, and y'all have a safe one. And we'll look forward to seeing y'all at some of these grudge runs or meets or something so we can fellowship. Y'all take care, and God bless all of y'all.
Right back at you.
Good night.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.